Dreamscape presents 4 Ways to Wear a Dress by Jillian Libby. Narrated by Erica Schindel. Chapter 1. If this is the real world, you can take it and shove it right up your ass. Maybe it was naive of me not to be better prepared for this outcome. And maybe I should have understood that I might be the one fired if I didn't keep my mouth shut, instead of being the voice of the marketing department trying to explain to my boss at Butterfly Bridge that even if the toys his company makes are sustainable in environmental terms, the company he was running was not. But then, I wouldn't be me. The toys my former employer is attempting to bring to the world are made of beautiful blonde wood, minimalist, sleek, and way too expensive. The kind of thing a parent will put on a shelf and photograph in a half-hearted attempt to show how chic parenting can be. But they're not the kind of thing a kid is going to beg for or play with for more than 15 seconds. Plus, they're heavy, solid wood, making an excellent weapon for any toddler with a new baby sibling and something to prove. But Bob the Job had a specific idea of how he wanted to do things and wasn't going to budge from that. I don't think my parents are going to find any comfort in this explanation when I tell them I've been laid off. To them, it will be just one more reason to be worried that their daughter isn't a capable, functioning adult. Which, in a way, is fair. I exhale, long and slow, a breath of disappointment as I shift the weight of the small box containing whatever was in my desk to my hip. On top of everything else today, I don't need to spill the little terrarium of succulents I received last year in the office Secret Santa exchange. I reach to push the button for the elevator and squeeze my eyes shut, as I feel them welling with tears. Now what am I going to do? I got it, a voice calls from behind me. I'm in no mood for human interaction, but when I see it's Joss, a member of my former marketing team, reaching around me to push the button, I hand over the box for him to carry in relief. I wonder why he doesn't have more stuff, though he only started a year ago and still works remotely most days. I'll help you get a cab, he says. I can't believe he's still smiling. But he's so young, this is probably his first time being let go from a job. He's probably thinking about cashing those unemployment checks on a beach somewhere. Honestly, there are worse plans. It's fine. I'm meeting some friends nearby, I tell him.
In that?
He looks me up and down, fighting a smirk. At least I'm amusing as I hit an all-time low. I don't blame young Joss for the look of amusement on his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?